Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, December the 18th, 2023. And I'm out of energy. And I got my dinner getting ready to come on, so maybe another 10 to 15 minutes. I'm going to be munching here while we're going to let my guest, Nicole Powers, she's going to be talking. But, folks, they have beat me up on the internet. They beat me up on my cell phone. They have beat up my computer. They've done everything. I've spent 12, 14 days in restoring everything. And I've been having problems in the past in posting my radio shows and even making posts on my website because they're attacking me so hard. But they're identified. I have software that identifies them. And I identified FBI hooked up to me. Now, they can't see you. They got track backs on there. They're blocked. Everything's blocked, so they can't track you back. I'm one of the fastest sites on the planet. If you load in less than 10 seconds, you're considered to be the top, I think, 8 of sites on the planet. Mine loads in about that time because I keep doing things that they don't know that I'm doing. That keeps the information flowing. Now, I posted a lot of things on my website under breaking news, and I'd ask people to go there. But I also want to bring up the gargoyle at Denver International Airport. Take a look at that one. It's on top of breaking news, and look at the video. It's real. Number two, there's two hot shows. Now, Nicole, you put out a hot show and a hot report, but there's two hot shows that I had not done. I had agreed to do with somebody who's going to make this video of me and all the other stuff, and you know, one of it is raw material up there on Stu Webb, and it never was finished. It's going to be a kind of a movie, never finished. Got a Chicago. Anyway, there's the point. I did a radio show with Charlene Renee because she wanted to interview me and let me tell my story. It's about 4 hours long, folks. It was so long. And they were attacking me. I could load it on my site if they hadn't attacked my computer and server and all kinds of stuff. PTF, it's called. FTP, it's called. They run. Now, I'm back to where I can do it another way. I don't want to get into it, but this is what I fight consistently. To keep the information flowing to you. Now, I'm behind with my server. I need to put about $500 in his pocket, realistically, because he asked to charge me $50 a month. But he's got two brother-in-laws that are FBI agents that like what I do. Matter of fact, when the FBI shows up in Las Vegas and telling him he had to remove me from his server, he says, "Who do you think you're talking to?" He calls his brother-in-laws. One of them was the boss of two of these punks that went to his door. My internet site still remains, but I'm behind and I need to raise some money, get this guy paid up to date. It would help me out a lot. So if anybody can help, I'd appreciate it. But I don't want to ramble, except for the fact that if you look on my internet site, there's two shows. One that I did, it was a four-hour show, and the other one was last Wednesday with Gene Chip Super Spook Tatum. 007 Gene Chip Tatum. A lot of you remember hearing him with me, Veterans Truth Network, in the past. You got to hear that show. I think it's worth it. Quite a few people have heard it. A few CIA friends of mine. They said it's a great show, Stu. Now, Nicole.
Yeah?
What do you want report on? Now, folks, when you go to those two, they're saying Wednesday, Sunday and Wednesday of the 8th and the 6th, the 4th, 3rd and the 6th or whatever it was, those two shows I just mentioned. You have to cut and paste because Charlene intentionally recorded them because I needed the backup because I wasn't able to load. She agreed to help me out with it, but she set it up securely where they can't hook her into her site. So you have to actually cut and paste it in your browser on your computer, and then you can hear the show. It's there. Anyway, with that said, Nicole Powers, give out your website, please.
It's witnessspeaks.com.
Okay.
It's about spiritual warfare, how to battle the enemy.
Witnessspeaks.com.
Scripture.
Oh, you got.
Also, it's my story about my life, about how I defeated, how God helped me defeat the enemy, and how I restored my health. And it's very inspirational.
Okay, story. You've got all your contact information up on the site. With that said, I want you to give me your report. Tell us the report and your intent on what you are here for, working for God, what it's really about. Give your report, please.
Okay. I called Stu several days ago, and I told him about the P. Diddy, Cassie case, and how I felt that this was something that Stu should give his attention to, because P. Diddy has been engaging in activities that were connected to Jeffrey Epstein. And I know for a fact, because it's on Google Images, that he was connected to another name that's not out yet, and that's Rachel Chandler. And she is connected to Epstein. And from what I hear, she is far worse than just Ghislaine Maxwell. And she is photographed with P. Diddy and also Snoop Dogg.
Maxwell, Maxwell, that's a girlfriend to Epstein, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And they say that Rachel Chandler, she is, I forgot the name of the modeling agency, but she is the head of this modeling agency, I guess as a casting director, and I think
they recruit by having that model agency. They recruit young kids that think they're good looking and they're going to make money. They recruit them, they get them on drugs, and it's the typical Jack Abramoff or, you know, the others that have been out there in the past. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and so she's also a photograph with Eminem. So you have all these rap stars that are connected to Rachel Chandler, and then you have the children. And I found out that Eminem, Marshall Mathers, his father is connected to Aleister Crowley, and they said that in his family lineage, they have a long line of I think it's called Welsh witches, or witch, they're into witchcraft in his family. So he has a lineage to that. And
okay, now, may I ask you something? I'm going to ask a question. Now, you're a black woman. You're highly intelligent. I bring you on. You're full of the Holy Spirit. A little bit, but I'm not a person into, you know, I'm not into country music. I'm not into rap music. I'm not into heavy rock and roll anymore. I was in my earlier years. You know, I love to go dancing. I still do, but I'm more kind of like the middle of the road music, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be metal. I like a hard rock every so often, but, you know, there's a lot of great music out here today. But I've gotten older. I'm 69. I'm up there.
Uh-huh.
But so I never really got into the rap music. I think there were a couple rap stars or something. You know, their music, I've listened to them on different radio stations that I like, a variety of music. All different. You know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 50s. You know, 2024, that ain't coming up. But I never really got too much into the rap thing. But rap music is heavy. It's a big industry, and there's some great people from what I understand. Now, you sent me a video link today. I posted it up on my site. You told me about it earlier today on the phone. I found the link, and it's the same link that you sent me in a whole bit. But I posted it. Now, that was, I forgot the name of it, but you had sent it to me. So I want you to get into that stuff quite a bit about what you're talking about, the rap music stars.
This has a lot to do with Trump. Trump has been very influential in the rap industry. He has helped a a lot of artists out, and I really believe he knew that his influence would help him later. But what I'm going to talk about is Eminem, because this is connected. I remember, I think either Bush was in office or when Obama was about to come in, Eminem was seen on YouTube on a live chat, and he had a hammer, a tall, muscular black guy sitting next to him, and I think that where he was at, it looked like he was on Epstein Island's juice, and he was begging for help because he looked like he was in distress, and he said that they have him here, and there are babies in the baby park in the refrigerator, and they're forcing me to eat them. So Donald Trump knew about, he called Epstein Island an island of hell, and I read another Reddit post online, I think like 2 years ago or last year, I don't remember, but I read it, and it said in the post, it was an anonymous source who was on the island, and it said, yes, they cooked humans on that island. They have a chef just to cook humans. And I wonder, is this what sent Anthony Bourdain over the edge? Now, in relationship to what I sent you this weekend, it was the guy's name is Jonathan Oley. And Jonathan Oley was a sex slave for P. Diddy. And they have a saying, well, I don't know if it's just a joke or a saying, but they say you should never tell black people anything because we don't know how to keep secrets. And I think that in some cases it's true, because Jonathan picked up on things while he was around P. Diddy and Cassie, his living girlfriend. And I think a lot of the stuff that he picked on was Illuminati related or cabal related. And a lot of people don't realize this, that within the black community, we have our own version of the Illuminati called Boulay. And a lot of your top African-American figures, I think what they also call them, the Talented Ten, and Oprah Winfrey is a part of this. And a lot of your high-level profile celebrities and artists, they're part of this. And they take the directions from the Illuminati, and also they keep their secrets. And they profit off of it. They get the curry favor. And P. Diddy must have revealed too much around Jonathan, because I think it's in 2017 or 18 in Miami, because P. Diddy has a home or residence in Miami. Jonathan went to Trump's hotel. He pulled the fire alarm and grabbed the American flag. And what I hear from one channel, he took a gun, a firearm, he shot it twice in the ceiling, and he started running around, and eventually the authorities caught up with him. And what I hear, he killed two cops at the hotel. But I was told, I heard that some of the cops down there are corrupt, and whatever E. Diddy is into, they're into it too. So maybe he knew who he shot. And his friend also, his name is Caesar, I think he knows Jonathan. And he spent 20 years in prison for sending a lot of key Democratic leaders and representatives a letter bomb. So I would be interested to know what it is that they're afraid of. What did Jonathan find out that spooked him and spooked his friends that they find it necessary to wage war against the DNC? And so he got caught, and in that video that I gave you, he tells what he knew about.
It's up on Breaking News right now.
It's on breaking news, Nicole.
Yes? What's that?
I said, I'm making my dinner. I said it's on breaking news, and I apologize to you because I told you I posted up your radio show from the other day. It wasn't there when I came in today, but it's back up now. But directly underneath that radio show is what you're talking about.
Yes. And this is what I told you this morning, that this is a watershed moment for this country. I really believe that if Cassie didn't file this lawsuit against P. Diddy, because he chained her down to in his basement or the lower part of his mansion to abuse her and to have other people abuse her. And Jonathan, I told you he was so brave to talk to the authorities about this. And I firmly believe this was ordained by God. And this should tell people that God can use anybody to bring forth his will. And I think we should never judge people and their circumstances, because if Jonathan didn't find it so desperate to go into an industry that was so degrading because his wife was an attorney and she defrauded people, and if his wife didn't do that, he would not have been in a position where he would take these unscrupulous jobs to gain a living. So it just tells you out of something terrible, something wonderful can happen, because people, they look beyond their circumstances and they were thinking about other people. And I think it's a beautiful narrative of the resilience of humanity. And you would think a person that was in that low position, that their actions could cause such a great swell of justice and for God, you know, justice for God, justice for the people who have been victimized by P. Diddy. And a lot of people don't realize and don't follow this, that P. Diddy has killed people to keep the power that he has and the money that he has. And I just think this is wonderful, because this also reveals the true nature of Trump and how he loves this country so much, and he's willing to fight for us, and he's willing to put his fortune and his life online for us. And I really believe that because my people follow this genre of music, and they're paying a lot of attention to this tape, so they're opening their eyes to more of the truth about Donald Trump, and it breaks the spell that the DNC has put over their eyes of believing that Trump is a racist and he's a bad man. But when they find out the truth about their own people, what they did to their own people, they're a bunch of Judases too, amongst my own people. And so when Trump is placed in this narrative, it can bring both races together. It can weave a tapestry of hope and love between all of us. And I think this is wonderful. It can almost bring you to tears to think about it. And nothing but God can put this narrative and this story together. Because it's truly a spiritual battle against good versus evil.
Well, that's very true. It is a spiritual battle. Now, this cat and gator, I'm resetting my oven slightly here. A gift from somebody, thank God. You know, all I had was an air dryer and one burner, you know, electric burner you plug in, you know, a deep fryer and a toaster. I didn't have any oven in there. I haven't had an oven in a year and a half. I got one. For the first time, I'm able to make a meatloaf. Now, I'm worn out. I'm going to get off here with you in the next 10 minutes or so. Is that fair with you?
Yeah, any questions you have, I mean...
I just want you, we're right at 20 minutes now. Okay. And I got to eat dinner here in the next 10 minutes when it's done. Now, folks,
okay,
I'm just starving. I'm starving. I haven't eaten anything except since breakfast, but I've been at it all day long. Now, I want you to point out, do a recap. Now, this cat and gator you're talking about infiltrates Trump, correct?
You mean Jonathan Oley?
Mm-hmm.
I think he went there to gain the attention of people and authorities. I think he just really wanted to tell the truth to save this nation.
Trump. Now, Trump wants to do that. There's this other guy.
But the question remains whether or not he's still alive. Now,
you mean this other guy, not Trump, but this other guy, Odie. ODDI, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is he still in prison, as far as you know?
Well, that's the question that remains, because some people think that he may have been murdered in prison. And some people may feel...
Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to do some research. I want you to do the research, because I'll tell you where to go. The Bureau of Prisons...
Stop!
Most people... Wait a minute! I want you to do the research and bring it back to me on the next show.
Okay, I'll try.
Here's where you go. To the Bureau... It's called... Look it up in Google, Bing, wherever... The Bureau of Prisons.
Okay.
It used to be in St. Louis, Missouri, and you could locate a prisoner. I've done it with several people that have been incarcerated that I've helped get them out. It used to be St. Louis, but it's called the Bureau of Prisons, and then they got a phone number, it used to be, and you can find out exactly where somebody's at if they are in the prison system, supposedly, okay? Otherwise, Plan B... Go to their family members, girlfriends, wherever you can find out the last contact that you knew that knew them, okay? I mean, typical, dig for yourself, okay? Because we might find where he's at and be able to post it, okay?
Okay.
I dug so deep on it. I spent $50,000 out of my pocket between 1986 and 1991 when they issued a warrant for my arrest. $50,000 out of my own pocket buying crap from the Colorado Bureau or the Colorado Secretary of State's office, from the Federal Election Commission, from this and that, this and that. I mean, it was over that period of time from 86 to 1991 investigating these bastards for taking my infant daughter from me. My story's up there, folks. This past week, it's 4 hours of raw stew web from day one. How I was sucked into a Bush crime family member. Oh, I thought she was a sweetheart, but guess what? She became a witch doctor. Anyway, the story's up there. Then the other one I want you to hear is Gene Chip Tatum. That's very vital, because Tatum and I haven't made any noise together since we run Jeb Bush's election, and he had to run for cover and hide out. They drove him out of the country into Central America. He had no choice. It ruined his marriage a little bit, because he was putting Tatum Chronicles underneath, and I asked him in there in the interview, and you can hear him. I said, now, we were on radios and stuff, and we were. And I forgot to mention a Florida station, 150,000-watt blaster. Every Sunday night, we were pounding him there for 2 to 3 hours on his show. Usually 2 hours, and you have another guest on. And then Monday through Friday, somebody on another whole different station was trying to counter what we had done in one night. That she took 5 days to try to counter it, couldn't counter it. Now, the way that big donors were going to come to Jeb Bush's governor's election in Florida, and they were all scheduled, Gene goes in there as a waiter. He dresses up as a waiter, goes and buys a waiter outfit. He sees what they're wearing, checks it out, and then he goes out and gets one. He comes back with a whole box of Tatum Chronicles, and he sets the Tatum Chronicles underneath. I said, you set something in the envelope underneath the plates? He says, no. He says, I set the Tatum Chronicles underneath each plate. So all the donors that would have made Jeb Bush's election come real and give him his support, they all walked away after they read that, before they even completed their dinners. It ruined his election. And I'm proud of what Tatum and I did there. But it was Gene that says, Stu, I'm going to go in there. I'm running. I'm putting something underneath each plate. I said, go for it. But we pounded him for 6 months on this radio station that had a 150,000-watt blaster. Went all the way from the northern part of Florida to the southern tip of Florida. A whole bit, but anyway. That's in that interview that I'd like everybody to listen to. It's a Wednesday, December the 6th, and you can see I didn't post it for 2 or 3 days. But you got to copy and paste it into your browser. I still have internet problems I need to resolve, and you know, another $100 here in software, another $100 here in software, and we'll resolve things. But Nicole,
yes,
you come on with me. You give up. You give a good report. Now, everybody needs to see this video that I just posted up. What was the name of the video?
It was the interrogation interview of Jonathan Odi.
ODDI. And above it is the radio show I did with you several days ago. And I did post it a couple days ago. And it wasn't there today. So I had to repost it. And I find USFBI.gov hooked to my website. They're blocked now. Always trying to do trackbacks. They want to know who comes to your websites, to your web, and they don't know. They haven't known for over 5 years. I've had them totally blocked because the softwares that I buy cost me $100 here, $100 there, a couple $100 a year, plus $50 a month for the website. Now, you dial up my website, start counting it down the time. It's about 6 seconds to 10 second load. Go look up on websites loading that fast. With, I get right at 1 million hits a month. 200 to 250,000 number of the government trying to infiltrate my website, folks. They're all blocked. They're all blocked. Go up there to cyber attacks against Stu Webb at the top of my website or right below, above breaking news. I put a, because people with cell phones wouldn't look at it unless they were clicking on the bar. So I intentionally put the different deals up there. Look at cyber attacks. Look at what's blocked. Run the IPs yourself. They all come back to Spook Operations, Gov, Joint Task Force Group that monitors it all. Trying to destroy it, keep the First Amendment right, freedom of speech away. Well, hey, when that happens to me, totally, it's going to be the Second Amendment right comes into effect. But Nicole.
Yes?
I got to eat my dinner. Okay. I want to thank you for coming on with me. But I want you to give your last five to 10 minutes of what you would like to tell everybody.
I just want people to pray for this nation. Every night, say a prayer that we defeat the cabal, and I know we will. And I want everyone to enjoy their holiday and just be at peace. We are going to win this, but we're going to win this together. No matter whether we're black, white, Asian, or Hispanic, we are one nation under God, and we are going to win. And I hope what President Trump says is true. We're going to have winning sickness, and I hope we all get sick. That's about it, dude.
Hey, you want to say the last words of prayer?
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the many blessings that you bestowed upon this nation. May our hearts and our minds bend towards you and your will. May we find peace within ourselves and with one another. And may this season make me remember why your son came down here to give us a pathway to you and your kingdom. And I want to make sure that you know that we are down here trying our best to live up to your standards, not our own. And I want to thank you for all the blessings that you've given this nation. Amen.
Amen. I'm in agreement with you. Thank you, Nicole, very much. Give out your website.
It's witnessfix.com, and if you want to learn how to defeat the enemy and how to have a healthy spiritual life, it's a good resource.
All right. Thank you very much for being my guest. We'll talk. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jim.